but milk cows is what I was talking about. Keep them in the barn, mostly, you know, when they had young calves and things like that. But used to, they could graze wherever they pleased out here. But they got their new fence low in that then, and we couldn't do that anymore. We had to pen them. So we had cow pens. Then when we got through cow penning a piece of ground, my daddy would fix another cow pen, and he'd plant that.
What do you mean,
the fertilizer?
You mean you would put the pens in a place that you wanted it to be fertilized?
Yeah. Let them camp on it a while. And for about a season, we'd call it, like in the spring, they'd chain them to another cow pen. They'd fix another cow pen. And they'd plant that with that cow pen with sweet potatoes and stuff like that.
How big was this cow pen?
Honey, I couldn't tell you. Sometimes it was a pretty good size, sometimes
big
it wasn't.
Big as this room? Or?
Oh, bigger than that. Gracious. Maybe for a lot of for that house on back here. Big place. Kind of like a field.
Oh, yeah. I want to
big place.
So it'd be a place where you could set out a big farm?
Oh, yeah, farm. Uh-huh, yes. Kind of like a pasture. Something like that.
Before you had to have pastures or fenced in places for your cows, what did you call it?
Honey, I don't
know. I mean, where they could just run anywhere they wanted, you call that?
I don't know what you mean.
You call it open range or free range?
Open range, free range. Either one.
Okay.
We'll throw it the same thing.
And I think you said you had pigs.
Yeah, we had pigs. And we'd butcher them for meat, you know, and things like that. We'd have pens for them, pig pens. And they could run at that time. Mm-hmm. When we'd want to kill one or something, see. Then we'd shut him up and feed him corn and things like that. Mm-hmm. We got him fat and all the, as we call the piney wood out of him, see. Mm-hmm. And then we'd cure him and like that.
Like it's fixing the
roof. Yes, it does.
It's so still all of a sudden.
Yes, it is. The thunder back there. Well, that's about what I knew to tell you right now about that.
Where'd you used to keep milk and butter?
Well, what we didn't use, usually we had some kind of a cooler. Mm-hmm. But, usually we'd get, sometimes we could get a block of ice or something like that, but usually it was if we was living close to a running branch or something, we'd fix it down there as a spring, a cooler or something like that. And then we had a lot of clabber and we used that.
What was the cooler like?
Oh, it was just somebody built a little box looking concern, with little legs on it.
Did you ever, you mentioned the word dairy a little while ago. What does that word mean?
A dairy, that's where the milk cows.
Do you remember that word having an older meaning? Mm-mm.
I didn't know nothing about a dairy until I was grown.
You never heard of a dairy as being someplace where, a little building where you could keep milk and things?
No, I guess so, but I don't remember.
What about a place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
What do you mean?
Well, nowadays, a fenced-in place around the barn where...
Oh, if you used to do it now?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, honey, because the way they do it now, whenever they do. But when I was talking about is whenever, you know, we was growing up and